So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, in Poichsin es aner memneishu oisikli. It's forbidden on Yom Tov to shape a pottery lantern by pressing one's fist into a clump of potter's clay, as this is fashioning a new vessel which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Also, in oisin b'chamen b'yom Tov. One may not make coals on Yom Tov, as this is used by goldsmiths, and is also considered fashioning a kli. Vein choychen es apsila. One may not cut a long wick that was prepared from before Yom Tov into two on Yom Tov, as this also creates a kli. Behuda permits cutting the wick by burning it in the middle, which Rav Chiya explains in the Gemara to mean that he places the wick in two separate cups of oil and lights it in the middle, as this is not apparent that he is being mesaken a kli. The first halacha of the Mishnah implies that fashioning the lamp alone without firing it into a kiln is considered gemar kli. The Gemara finds two possibilities of which Tana holds that opinion. Amar Rav Yisibri Meir Hi, as we have learned in the Braisa, kli cheres me'emes ha'mekabel tuma, mishenigmer malach de divrei Meir, v'shua aimer mishitzar v'bekibshin. Amar Rav Yisibri, Reb Elazar Tzadiki, as we have learned in the Mishnah, ditnan alfasin charoniyas tahayres ba'oil ha'mes v'tmeyes b'masazav. Alfasin charoniyas are simple flat plates used by villagers who are not particular with their flatware. They are not makabel tuma in an oil ha'mes because it's not considered kli since they do not have a base kibul. However, it is makabel tuma by being carried by a zav, as for these purposes, it is considered a kli. Let's bring tzadikimer. After hayris b'masa hazav, lefi shalei nigmer malachtan. Which Reb Elazar Tzadik holds that the alfas and charonias are even tahar regarding masa hazav, since it hasn't been fired yet in the oven, it is not considered gemar malacha, which is compatible with our Mishnah. The Gemara continues. Amram nasim b'raba amarav, meichatin es abseil b'yantub. We're allowed to remove the ash of the tops of wicks so that it will burn more easily. This is not considered making a wick because it is a functioning wick before doing this. Tani bar kapar, vav dvarim nemer bepsila, gimel hachmer vegimel hakel. Six halachas were taught regarding wicks. Three are forbidden and three are permitted. Lahachmer, in goylin oisil ketchila biyamtiv. One may not twist and make a wick. They mahaven oisim or. Nor burn the end of the wick so that it burns better. Nor may it be cut into two. The wick may be pressed together so that it lights more easily. It may be dipped in oil. And it may be cut by lighting it in the middle while the wick sits in two lamps, as we learned above. The Gemara now brings some Agadic teachings in the name of Rav Nasan bar Abba Merav. I'm Rav Nasan bar Abba Merav. Atirei Bavel Yerdi Gehenim. The wealthy people of Bavel are destined for Gehenim, as they do not use their wealth to help others, as evidenced by the following story. One shop Soya by Marinas once visited there and was the subject of their lack of hospitality. Since they did not exhibit the most basic level of Rachmanis, he said these people must be descendants of the heir of Rav. As regarding Jews, the Pasuk says, V'nos lecha rachman b'rachamcha, Hashem will instill in you the attribute of mercy. Therefore, kol maracham al abrius biyadua shu mizar shel Avraham Avinu. B'chol mi she'ein maracham al abrius biyadua she'einu mizar shel Avraham Avinu. Rachmanim is one of the signs of the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Nosim Arba Amrav continues. Kol mitzapa al shulchan achem. One who is dependent on others for sustenance, oilam chashach ba'adoi. His world is dark, and chayv enim chayim. His life is not considered living. In fact, the Gemara teaches gimel chayim enim chayim. There are three people whose life is not considered proper living. Ve'elohein, ha-mitzapa l'sholchan chaveri, as just explained. U'mi she'ishtei moshelis alav, one whose wife rules over him. U'mi she'isurin moshel mekufle, one who endures physical suffering. Ve'yashayimim, af mi she'ein lo elo chalak echad. Some add, one who owns only one shirt, in which case he can never wash it, and suffers greatly from that. Zog the Mishnah. In Shavrin Asacheres, Ve'en Chaitchen Hanir Litzleis Boi Meliach. One may not break a piece of clay or tear a piece of paper to place on the grill to grill fish, which cannot be placed directly on the grill, as this is also Mesakan Mana, creating a clay in Yamtib, which is forbidden. Ve'en Garfin Tana Bikarayim Aval Mechavshin. One may not clear debris of an oven, but we may smooth down the ashes that are inside the oven to allow us to bake or cook more easily. The Gemara adds that if baking is impossible, unless the debris is cleared, it is permissible. One may not place two barrels together to place a pot to cook on top of it, as this is comparable to Bainu, which is forbidden. It is forbidden to support a pot or a door with a tree stump, as wood may only be used for burning on Yom Tov and is muktzah for all other uses. We may not lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, as this appears that he's being led to the market. The Gemara relates two stories, one with Rav Chiya and one with Rava, in which each case they asked to have bricks raked from the oven, as the hot bricks would impede the proper baking or cooking of the bread or meat that they had wanted to prepare on Yom Tov. The Gemara continues, Am l'Ravin l'Ravashi, Amalan Ravacha Mahutzel, Demar Sharkin le'Tanur b'Yom Tov. Ravina questioned Ravashi about his practice of smearing mud around the opening of his oven on Yom Tov, which would seem to be forbidden as this would be considered gibul, kneading on Yom Tov. Ravashi answered, Anan araksa de prasam chila. We live on the bank of the Euphrates River, and the mud from the river's banks are perfectly usable without the need for gibul at all. The Gemara adds, Vahanamilu hu ditsaru me etmo. The river bank mud may be used only if he had prepared this from before Yom Tov. Am Ravina v'kit mashari. Ravina adds that one may smear a paste of ashes on water, as ashes are not considered by gibul, and is therefore permitted for use on Yom Tov. Ve'ema kifin shtei chavias. The Mishnah had mentioned that preparing two barrels with intent to cook on top of them is forbidden, as this is considered building. The Gemara elaborates. Am Rav Nachman, avanim shel beis hakisei mutar letzadim b'yom tov. One may fashion a seat from stones on Yom Tov for bathroom needs. Rabbi questioned this from the teaching in our Mishnah, where preparing two barrels with the intent to cook on top of them is forbidden, as this is considered building. Rav Nachman replied that the two barrels in our Mishnah create an actual oil as a grate is placed upon them. And furthermore, the stones create a binyan aroi, a temporary structure, and not a permanent structure. And mishum kavod legazru. Chum gave special dispensation to items which could negatively affect a person's dignity, and therefore setting up the stones in this fashion would be permissible on Yom Tov. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Haimidurta milmal lamata shari, milmata lamala asa. When setting up a bonfire, one should not set up the wood from the bottom up, as this is similar to baina, but rather one should build it from the top down, as this represents a shinui, which would be permitted on Yom Tov. The same concept would apply with setting up a bed and placing a pot upon two barrels, and anything similar which would be considered building or creating an oil should all be performed in this fashion of top-down construction, which would then be considered a shinui and permissible on Yom Tov.